Well, it's a great privilege to be with you here this evening.
今天下午在这儿真是很荣幸。
If you have your Bibles, I want to look with you to a passage in John chapter 2.
如果你有圣经的话，我们一起看约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2, verses 23 to 25.
23节到25节，约翰福音第二章。
I'll read these in English for myself first.
我自己先读一遍，读英文。
Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name, beholding his signs which he was doing. But Jesus on his part was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men, and because he did not need anyone to bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也不用谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
I want to speak to you tonight on the subject of superficial faith.
我今天晚上要讲的主题是肤浅的信心。
Superficial means something that doesn't go in very deep.
肤浅的意思就是很浅，不到深处。
It's just on the surface.
仅仅在表面而已。
It's a faith of some sort.
是一种信心啊。
But it's not true saving faith.
但不是真正使人得救的信心。
And we'll be looking at these three verses that we've read.
我们会查考这三节我们刚读的经文。
The first thing I want you to notice is this.
第一件我要你注意的是
The possibility of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ
就是有可能相信耶稣基督
and still going to hell
仍然下地狱
The possibility of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and still being lost in your sins
你可能相信耶稣基督，但仍然失落在你的罪中。
Now that is a shocking statement.
这是一个叫人惊讶的话。
But that's what we just read.
这是我们刚读的，就这段经文。
It says,
他说
in verse 23,
二十三节
many believed in his name.
许多人相信了他的名。
They believed in him.
他们相信他。
But then the next verse says,
但下一节说
Jesus did not entrust himself to them.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
And this word believe and trust is the same word.
耶稣没有把自己交托，交托的意思和相信是同一个意思，同一个字。
You could say it like this. Many believed in Jesus, but Jesus did not believe in them.
或者你可以这么说，许多人相信了耶稣，但是耶稣却不相信或者信赖他们，信任他们。
Or you could say, many trusted in Jesus, but Jesus didn't trust them.
或者可以说，许多人信靠耶稣，信赖耶稣，但耶稣却不信赖，信任他们。
So the question that I would want to ask you tonight.
所以今天我要问大家的问题是
It's not have you believed in Jesus.
问题不是你信了耶稣没有，不是。
But has Jesus believed in you?
乃是耶稣信不信任你。
Think of it like this.
或者这么想啊。
Suppose I go to the White House and I knock on the gate.
如果我到白宫，美国白宫，我敲门。
And I say, I know the president.
我说我认识总统。
Do you think they'd let me in?
你说他们会让我进去吗？
Suppose the president says, I know Charles Leiter.
如果奥巴马说我认识 Leiter, Charles Leiter.
That's something different.
那就不同了。
You see?
你看到没有？
This is talking about some people that believed on Jesus.
这里讲的是有些人他们信耶稣。
But Jesus did not believe on them.
但耶稣不信他们，不信任他们。
Superficial faith.
肤浅的信心。
Why would Jesus not commit himself to them?
为什么主耶稣不把自己交托给他们呢？
Is it because he didn't really love them?
是不是因为主耶稣不爱他们呢？
Just the opposite.
恰恰相反。
The reason that he did not commit himself to them,
耶稣没有把自己交托给他们的原因呢？
is that he knew their hearts.
是因为主耶稣知道万人的心。
He knew that deep down in their hearts,
他知道在他们内心深处
there was no reality.
没有真正的信仰。
They were sincere.
是他们很虔诚没有错。
But a man can be sincere and yet not really understand what he's doing.
一个人可以很虔诚但是也可以糊里糊涂的虔诚不知道自己在信什么。
In other words, you can believe on Jesus.
换言之你可以信耶稣。
And not even know your own heart.
但是却不知道自己的心如何。
Now we'll see more about this as we go along.
我们等会会看更多啊。
But this is a great mistake of many counselors and soul winners in our day.
这就是许多我们今天要赢得人灵魂要传福音的这些辅导员的一些犯的错误。
They think that if a person is sincere,
他们以为只要一个人真诚啊。
And if they pray a prayer,
如果他们祷告了啊。
That means that God is working in their heart and they'll be saved.
那就是神在他们心中动工了他们就会得救了他们以为如此。
That isn't true.
不是这样的。
Here was Nicodemus in chapter 3.
这里在第三章讲到尼哥底母。
He was sincere.
他很虔诚啊。
But he wasn't saved.
但是他没有得救。
He said,We know that you're a teacher come from God.
他说我知道你是从神那儿来的做师父的。
And Jesus said, unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣对他说除非你得重生要不然你不能见神的国。
Now, a lot of what happens in our day,
在我们今天发生了很多事情啊。
Is superficial faith.
都是肤浅的信心的回应。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
Here's a big crusade meeting withThousands of people listening to the gospel.
这里有一个布道会，有成千上万的人在听福音啊。
And just at the right time, the music begins to play.
时候到了，这个就奏音乐，很好听，音乐。
And the emotions are stirred.
哦，这些老百姓的心啊，就非常的受感动。
In fact, when I was a young man, I actually attended classes to learn how to be a counselor in one of those big crusades.
当我年轻的时候呢，他们也教我去参加一个课程，怎么做辅导员，帮助别人信主。
And this is what they taught us to do.
他们教我们是这样的课程，老师这么说。
They said when the music starts to play,
他说当弹钢琴的时候啊
，all of the counselors get up.
所有的这些辅导员已经信主的基督徒先站起来。
And then people think that it's Other people coming forward to believe on Jesus.
辅导员都来了，走到前面来。那别人一看了，以为这些都是来信主的，就会跟着一块来。
And the psychological pressure causes them to get up out of their chairs and come forward.
所以有一种心理的压力啊，叫其他人看到哦，那么多人来，他们会跟着一块从椅子上站起来，到前面来觉知信主。
You see, that's just emotion.
你看，那不过是情感的作用而已。
It's not real.
那不是真正的悔改。
And many times people that come forward in meetings,
常常那些到台前来觉知的人
they don't really even understand what they're doing.
他们不知道自己在干什么。
And they, quote, believe on Jesus.
他们就所谓的信了耶稣了。
But maybe a week later or a month later, no one knows where they are.
过了一个礼拜或者一个月之后人就不见了无影无踪了。
You see, if someone is stirred in their emotions, they will pray a prayer.
你知道，当一个人感情激动的时候，他会跟着你祷告的，会的。
But it may be just superficial.
但可能不过是肤浅的、表面的信心而已。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊，举个例子。
Martin Lloyd-Jones was a great preacher in England.
中马田是英国的一个著名的传道人。
And he was preaching on a Sunday night.
他在一个礼拜天晚上讲道。
And there was a man who was a drunkard in the congregation.
在他们听道人当中有一个醉酒的人。
And he noticed that this man was weeping the whole time that he was preaching.
中马田牧师注意到这个人，这个醉酒的，从头到尾都在哭啊，流泪感动啊。
So after the meeting was over, he was standing back at the door.
聚会完了呢，中马田牧师就在门口。
And as people were passing out, he thought about talking to that man.
当这些一个一个人出来握手的时候，他就想要跟这个醉酒的人好好谈谈。
But he decided that he would wait.
但他决定呢，我暂时不说话。
Now, the next day, he was walking along a bridge.
第二天呢，当这个中马田牧师从一条桥上经过的时候，
And he saw this man coming towards him.
载路相逢，看到这个人也来了。
And this is what the man said.
那个人说,
he said, oh, Dr. Lloyd-Jones.
Oh, 宗马田牧师啊,
if you had talked to me last night, I would have become a Christian.
如果你昨天晚上跟我谈一谈,
well, Dr. Lloyd-Jones says, come, I'll talk to you right now.
宗马田说, 没问题,
he said, no, no, but if you had talked to me last night, I would have become a Christian.
不是现在, 如果你昨晚跟我谈一谈,
what does that mean?
这什么意思?
Last night he was emotional.
昨天晚上他感情冲动。
And if he had prayed last night, he would have had superficial faith.
如果他昨天晚上觉知祷告, 那不过是表面肤浅的信心而已。
You see, if God is dealing, if the Holy Spirit is dealing with your heart,
你知道, 如果是神在动工, 是圣灵在你心里头感动你的话,
it will last more than a few minutes.
不仅仅是三分钟的热度,
it will last more than a few hours.
也不仅仅是几个钟头的热度,
it will last the rest of your life.
是一辈子都会延续, 持续下去的。
Charles Spurgeon was a great preacher in England 100 years ago.
100年前, 英国有个传道人, 讲道王子斯布珍,
and he would always have his time to counsel people on Tuesdays.
他呢, 会礼拜二, 花一些时间跟那些 牧道者来跟他们谈道。
Now, after Spurgeon was gone, another man came to preach in that place.
哦, 斯布珍过世之后呢, 另外一个人代替他来讲道。
And he would always have his counseling time right after the Sunday morning meeting.
这第二个传道人呢, 讲完道, 他马上就跟你谈道。
And one of the old deacons asked him, why are you doing this?
有一个 老的执事就问这个传道人说，为什么你马上就跟他们谈呢？
He said, I believe in striking while the iron is hot.
这个第二牧师说呢，我相信打铁趁热。
In other words, counsel the people while they're emotional.
换句话说，当这些人正在感情受感动的时候，马上抓住机会跟他们传福音。
Try to get them to pray a prayer while they're emotional.
当他们正感动的时候，叫他们赶快觉知祷告，马上信主。
Now this is what the old elder said.
这是这位老执事回答的。
He said, Mr. Spurgeon believed that if God heated the iron, it would stay hot until Tuesday afternoon.
他说，斯布珍先生相信， 如果铁是神热起来的话， 那么他可以等到礼拜二， 仍然是热的。
You know, my wife is a good example.
他太太就是个好例子。
She was in one of these big crusade meetings.
她参加了一个大的布道会传福音的。
And while the music was playing, she went forward.
当这个音乐正在弹的时候, 她就来到台前信主了。
And she was going to be a missionary to New Guinea.
她决定要做一个到新几内亚的宣教士。
Then God showed her that she was lost, that she didn't know the Lord.
神光照她, 她根本就不认识神, 她是一个失落的人。
Sometimes I have gone to Romania to minister there.
有时候我到罗马尼亚东欧去传福音。
Lots of American preachers go over.
很多美国的传道人都去罗马尼亚。And
they try to get people to come forward in the meetings.
他们也是叫人觉知信主，来啊，来啊。And
they come back and they say, oh, 10,000 people became Christians.
这些美国布道家回到美国说，哎呀，10,000人信主觉知啦。Paul
Washer said, if you add up all the numbers, it's more people than in the entire nation.
保罗华许牧师说, 如果你把所有觉知信主的人都加起来, 比整个国家的人口还要多。
You see the difference?
你看到这个不同吗?
All right, notice here.
好, 请注意,
not only is superficial faith possible,
不仅仅可能有这样肤浅的信心,
but it's what happens most of the time.
而且, 在大多数情况都是肤浅的信心。
What does it say?
这句话怎么说的?
Many believed in his name.
许多人相信他的名, 许多人啊, 许多。
You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 7?
你记得在马太福音第七章, 耶稣说什么?
He says, narrow is the gate that leads to life.
他说, 门是小的, 窄的, 路, 路是窄的, 进永生的门。
And few there are that find it.
只有很少的人能够找到这条窄路。
Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction.
那个宽门, 那个大路是引到灭亡的。
And many go in.
很多人, 许多人走那个宽路, 灭亡的宽路。
Now this is what people think.
这是很多人是那么想的。
Oh, the narrow way, that's Christianity.
哦, 这个窄门是基督教。
And the broad way, that's all the other religions.
那个宽路是其他宗教。
But that's not what Jesus is talking about.
但耶稣讲的不是这个道理啊。
He says, few find the narrow way.
他说很少人找到那条窄路。
Many go in the broad way.
很多人找的是那条宽路灭亡的。
This is what he says.
他的意思是这样子。
Many will say to me in that day.
他说很多人那天会对我说,
Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?
主啊,主啊,我们不是奉你的名传道吗?
And in your name cast out demons.
奉你的名赶鬼。
And in your name do many miracles.
奉你的名行了许多的异能。
In other words, when he talks about the narrow way and the broad way,
换言之,当他讲到宽路跟窄路的时候,
he's talking about two groups within professing Christianity.
他讲的是在基督教圈子里面,基督教界里面的两群人。
Many will say to me, Lord, Lord.
很多所谓的基督徒会说,主啊,主啊。
They're professing to be Christian.
他们承认自己信主是基督徒。
And he says, depart from me.
但主说,
I never knew you.
离开我去吧, 我从来就不认识你们。
Do you see this?
你看到吗?
Not just is it possible to believe on Jesus and 不, still go to hell.
不仅仅是可能相信主还下地狱, 不仅是这样。
But many believe on Jesus and still go to hell.
而且许多人都说他们信耶稣还要下地狱。
Notice also,
还要注意到, 请注意,
as far as the terminology, as far as the words that are used,
这里他们所用的词, 用的话语,
these are Christian words.
用的都是宗教的, 都是基督徒所用的词语。
It says many believed in his name.
许多相信他的名。
That sounds real.
这听起来好像是真的信主一样。
If you go back to chapter 1, it says,
如果你回到第一章, 这么说,
He says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God.
第一章12节, 凡接待他的, 就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄成为神的儿女。
Even those who believe in his name.
只要那些信他名的人,
Same words exactly are used.
这里用的是同样的字, 信他名的, 许多人信他名。
So, in other words, this sounds like real Christian terminology.
换言之, 这用的都是基督教的词, 听起来像真信主一样, 信他的名。
And this is something that happens often in the Bible.
这是圣经里头常常用的。
And this will help you as you're reading the Bible to understand this.
当你读圣经的时候, 会帮助你。
Many times in the Bible, people are described according to their outward appearance.
常常圣经里头是用他外表的现象来形容他。
They're described according to their profession.
根据他们口中所承认的来形容这些人。
According to what they say about themselves.
根据他们自称自己的信仰来形容他们。
Now we see this in the book of John itself.
我们看到约翰福音这个本身。
In John chapter 8,
在第八章,
and verses 30 and 31, it says, as he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. Verse
30.
That sounds good.
嗯,听起来很好,
but what does it say?
但继续怎么说?
Verse 31. Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed in him,
耶稣对那些信他的犹太人说,
If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
你们若常常遵守我的道,
and verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
您必晓得真理,
so here's these Jews that believed on Jesus.
这些是犹太人已经信他名了。
And he turns to them, he says, if you follow in my word, then you're truly my disciple.
主耶稣对他们说, 哎, 这些人已经信他, 如果你跟随, 遵行我的话, 常常遵行, 你就是真正我的门徒了。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
你会认识真理, 真理叫你们得以自由。
And the discussion begins between them.
他们就开始对话了。
They said, we don't need to be made free, we've always been free.
犹太人说, 我们没必要得自由, 我们本来就自由的。
And Jesus said, whoever commits sin is the slave of sin.
耶稣说, 哎, 凡是犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
And if you will read these verses,
如果你继续读下去,
you see that there was a discussion. They said, Jesus answered, they said, Jesus answered.
你看到耶稣跟他们对话, 他们说主耶稣回答, 他们又说主耶稣又回答。
And when you get to the end of the discussion, this is what Jesus said.
讨论到最后, 主耶稣的结论是这个。
He says, you are of your father, the devil.
44节, 你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
The people that had just believed in him.
这些人已经信了耶稣, 犹太人信了耶稣了。
He says, you are of your father, the devil.
耶稣说, 你们是属你们的父魔鬼的。
Amazing.
叫人惊讶。
Matthew 13.
马太第13章。
Matthew 13, verses 20 and 21. This is talking about the seed that fell on rocky places.
这里讲到种子落在土浅石头地上的种子。
And the one on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy.
撒在石头地上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受了。
Yet he has no root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away.
只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即至未到，遭了患难或是受了逼迫，就立刻跌倒了。Now
this sounds good.
这听起来很好啊。
He immediately receives the word with joy.
哇，他当下欢喜领受神的道啊。That
sounds real.
听起来像真正信主了。
But then what's the next verse?
继续下一节怎么说? 21节。
Immediately falls away.
马上又跌倒了, 立刻跌倒。
What happened?
发生什么事?
The seed did not go in deep.
那个种子没有深深的扎根。
It was superficial.
是肤浅的。
You know, I always like to see when people are struggling with the Word of God.
我常常喜欢看。 人要信主的时候有挣扎,
and they're counting the cost.
他们在计算花费,
and they're thinking, if I become a Christian, this is going to cost me everything.
他们会想, 哎呀, 如果我要信主, 这个要付很大代价, 我的一切,
you see what's happening?
撇下一切所有, 你知道发生什么事吗?
The word is going in.
这时候神的道正在进去。
You know, the more shallow you put the seed,
你知道越浅, 你把那个土, 种子放在越浅的地方,
the faster it comes up,
它就长得越快,
and the faster it dies.
也死得越快。
It's a good thing when you see someone struggling.
所以你看到有人为神的道信主在挣扎, 是件好事,
and counting the cost.
它在计算花费, 好事。
I remember a friend of mine was counseling with someone.
我记得我的一个朋友在辅导一个朋友, 另外一个朋友。
And he asked this person, he said, are you willing to follow the Lord regardless of what it costs?
他就问那个人, 你愿不愿意不惜任何代价跟随主呢?
He said, well, I've been trying to understand whether I'm really willing to sell my farm and sell everything that I have.
他说我在想要了解我到底愿不愿意把我的 田产倾家荡产来跟随主, 我正在考虑。
You see, he understood.
你知道他明白了。
God was doing a deep work in his heart.
神正在他心中动一个善功, 那个深深的动工。
Let's look at another passage, 2 Peter.
另一段经文, 彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 2.
第二章。
2 Peter 2 and verses 20 and 21.
20到21节。
You can read.
Okay, 倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。Verse 20, 21. 21节，他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命。 倒不如不晓得微妙。
All right.
好。
Notice the terminology sounds Christian.
你听啊，他这个听起来好像他真的信主了。
It sounds real.
听起来像真正的信进去了。
It says that they escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord.
这讲到他们因为认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽啊。
And verse 21 says that they knew the way of righteousness.
21节说他们晓得义路了，你看没有？
That sounds real.
听起来就像真正信主一样。
But what does it say in verse 22?
22节怎么说?
Go ahead.
俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚，这话用在他们身上正合适。
You see, these people were never true believers.
你看这些人从来没有真正的信主。
It was superficial.
是表面的。
It's like a pig, Peter says.
彼得说像一只猪。
Take the pig and wash the outside.
你把猪的外面洗干净了。
Still a pig.
还是条猪。
And when you give it the opportunity, it goes back to the mud.
它一有机会又回到泥潭里头去打滚了。
Or like a dog.
或者像小狗。
That's not what you call a Christian.
这不是基督徒啊。
A dog.
是狗。
Returning to his vomit.
又回到自己吐出来的那个肮脏污秽里头去。
But the words that are used about these people sound like Christian words.
起初他们这些话都是讲的像真正基督徒，像真信主一样啊。
Let's look at one more, Acts chapter 8.
我们再看一个例子，《使徒行传》第八章
，verse 13.
十三节，西门自己也信了，既受了洗，就常与腓力在一处，看见他所行的神迹和大异能，就甚惊异、惊奇。
This is talking about Simon the sorcerer.
这里讲到这个西门行法术的西门这个人也信了。
It says he believed.
他自己也信了。
He was baptized.
洗受了洗，还受了洗呢。
And he continued on.
他继续跟着传道人在一处。
That sounds good.
听起来很好啊。
But a few verses later,
但几节你继续看下去。
He's trying to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit with money.
他想要用钱买圣灵所赐的恩赐。
Verse 20, Peter says,May your silver perish with you.
彼得说，你的银子跟你一同灭亡吧。
And in verse 21 and 22.
二十一到二十二节说，你在这道上无份无关，因为在神面前你的心不正，你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求主或者你心里的意念可得赦免。
And verse 23 also.
二十三节，我看出来你正是在苦胆之中被罪恶捆绑。
He believed.
你看他相信啦。
He was baptized.
而且受洗啦。
He continued.
他继续跟着传道人啦。
But it wasn't real.
但是不是真的。
Many believed on Jesus.
许多人信了耶稣。
But he did not commit himself to them.
但是主耶稣却不将自己交托给他们。
You see, this is not one place in the Bible.
你看这不是圣经头偶尔一处。
Over and over and over.
这是一次又一次的重复。
Many will say to me, Lord, Lord.
许多人那日会对我说，主啊，主啊，不是奉你的名。
And I will say, I never knew you.
主说，我从来不认识你们这些作恶的。
All right, now there's a question.
好，问题在这儿。
How do I know if my faith is real?
我怎么知道我的信心是真实的、有根的呢？
How do I know if my faith is Shallow, superficial.
我怎么知道我的信心是肤浅的还是
？What are the marks of superficial faith?
肤浅的信心有什么特征呢
？I want to talk about three of them.
我要讲三个肤浅的信心的特征特质。
First of all, superficial faith.
第一，肤浅的信心
is based on a misunderstanding of what is being offered.
肤浅的信心是。根据对神所赐的恩典的误解。
It says in John chapter 2 that they were beholding his miracles, his signs.
你看，约翰福音第二章，这些人看见耶稣所行的神迹。
Many believed on his name, beholding his signs which he was doing.
他们看见他行的神迹奇事，就信了他的名。
What's that mean?
这什么意思？
Well, they saw all these miracles.
他们看见神迹奇事，一并赶鬼了。
And so they decided we want to follow him.
所以他们决志，我们要跟随耶稣啊。
He's the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
He's going to deliver us from the power of Rome.
他是救世主，他要救我们脱离罗马人的统治啊。
And he'll work miracles for us and give us food and power.
他会我们行神迹，他会给我们食物，他会做大事。
You see, they thought that he was offering them something fleshly, something carnal.
他们以为。耶稣会给他们一些属肉体的、暂时的、地上的好处。
They had a wrong idea of what they were doing when they came to him.
他们来到耶稣面前要信主的时候，他们的概念错误了。
They had a wrong idea of what he was offering to them.
他们误解了主耶稣所要赐给他们的恩典是什么。
Now again, we see this all the way through the book of John.
你看整本约翰福音都是如此。
You remember in John chapter 4.
你记得在约翰福音第四章。
There was a woman at the well.
有一个在井旁的妇人，记得吗？
And Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who's speaking to you, you would have asked me and I would have given you living water.
耶稣对那个女人说，如果你知道谁在跟你说话，你就会向她要，她就会给你活水。
You remember what she said?
你记得那个女人说什么？
Sir, give me that water.
那女人说，哎，主啊，给我活水啊，我就不用来了。
I want that.
我要活水啊，多好。
But she didn't understand what he was offering her.
但是这个女人不明白主耶稣所要赐给她的恩典是什么，不明白。
She said, give me that water so I won't have to walk all the way out here to this well to get water.
这个女人说，哎，给我那个活水，我就不用天天那么大太阳跑到这个井旁边来，天天来打水了，不用了，麻烦了。哎。
She didn't understand what was being offered.
她不明白主耶稣要赐给她的活水到底是什么。
You see the same thing in John chapter 6.
在约翰福音第六章也是如此。
The men were following after Jesus when he did the miracle of multiplying the loaves and the fish.
哇，当主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱好多人，五千人的时候，也是好多人要来跟随耶稣。
And he said to them, I am the bread of life, I'm the bread that came down out of heaven.
主耶稣说，我是生命的粮，我是从天而降的面包粮食。
What did they say?
那他们说什么？
Lord, give us this bread.
他们说，主啊，给我们这个粮食啊，天上降下粮食给我们。
I want to be a Christian.
我要信主，做基督徒。
But they didn't know what he was offering.
但他们不明白主耶稣要赐给他们的灵粮是什么。
That's a characteristic of superficial faith.
这是肤浅信心的第一个特征。
Same thing we saw in Acts chapter 8 with Simon the Sorcerer.
刚刚我们看到的《使徒行传》第八章，这个行邪术的西门也是如此。
He followed Jesus.
他也跟随耶稣啊。
Because he wanted to get power.
因为他要得到能力，行神迹。
Now, no matter how pure of a gospel we preach,
不管我们传讲的福音是何等的纯正。
There will be many people who come to Jesus to get something different than what he's really offering.
仍然会有人误解我们所传的，他们要得的跟我们所传的不一样。
But in our day, it's even worse.
但在我们今天这个时代更糟糕了。
Because the preachers tell people things to get them to come to Jesus.
因为这些传道人会讲一些别的东西，好叫人来信耶稣得恩典。
Do you want to go to hell?
你要下地狱吗？
Nobody wants to go to hell.
没人想下地狱啊。
I'll pray this prayer so I won't have to go to hell.
能跟着我祷告就不用下地狱啦。
Do you want to be rich?
你想要发财吗？
There are preachers on the television every day saying that if you become a Christian, you'll be rich.
今天在电视上很多电视布道家就这么传的，你如果信耶稣，你就可以发达成功。
They tell you that you'll never have bad health.
他们告诉你，你信了耶稣，你就不会生病啦。
Come to Jesus, you'll be happy all day.
来到耶稣面前，你就永远快乐。
You'll have a happy marriage.
你婚姻就美满了。
You'll have good health.
你健康啦。
And you'll be rich.
你会发达，成功，有钱。
Come to Jesus and believe on him.
来到耶稣面前，你就丰富了，相信他吧。
You see,The mark of superficial faith.
你知道吗？肤浅信心的特征。
People come to God in order to get something else that they want more than God.
就是人来到主面前，想要得到比主更多的东西。
That's why it's very difficult to counsel with someone who's having marriage problems.
所以，来辅导那些有婚姻问题的人很困难。
They want.Their spouse back.
他们盼望他们的伴侣对象能够回来。
And so they're willing to pray any prayer you ask them to pray.
所以你叫他祷告，他就跟着你。你祷告什么，他都跟。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给你一个例子。
Here's a Christian girl.
有一个基督徒的女孩。
She tells her boyfriend.
她告诉她的男朋友。
I can't marry you unless you become a Christian.
除非你信耶稣，我不能嫁给你。
Guess what happens?
猜猜发生什么事儿？
He believes on Jesus.
哦，那个男孩马上就信耶稣了。
in order to get something else that he wants.
为了得到耶稣之外的更好的东西。
Let me tell you this.
让我告诉你大家。
God will not allow you to use him as a means to get to some end.
神不会允许你借着他成为得到另外一样东西的工具。
God is the end.
神是你要追求的终极目标。
He said, I will be their God.
他说我会做他们的神。
If you're a Christian girl,
如果你是个基督徒女孩，
the worst thing you can do to a non-Christian guy,
不信主的人，你最糟糕的事情你能做的就是
is spend a lot of time with him, quote, witnessing to him.
就是花很多时间跟他传福音。
You make it almost impossible for him to have anything other than superficial faith.
你就让他除了那肤浅的信心，他就得不到任何东西了。
If you really care about him,
如果你真正关心他、爱他的话，
send him to some nice Christian guy to talk to him.
打发他到另外一个好基督徒 男生那里去跟他传福音。
And you'll find out how interested he really is in God.
你就会发现他是不是真正的对神有兴趣。
Alright.
好。
The first mark of superficial faith.
一个肤浅信心的特征。
It misunderstands what's being offered.
误解了神所赐的恩典是什么。
Second mark.
好，第二个特征。
It misunderstands the one who is making the offer.
好，误解了是谁在赐这个恩典？谁所赐的
？The Lord Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣在赐恩典。
God has made it so that you cannot become a true Christian.
神这么决，叫你不能成为真正信主的。
Without understanding and knowing who Jesus is.
除非你明白。耶稣基督是谁？你不能真正信主。
Many people quote believe on Christ.
很多许多人所谓的信了耶稣了，所谓的。
Because they don't know who he is.
因为他们不知道耶稣是谁。
They don't know what he's saying.
他们不知道耶稣的话是什么。
They don't know what he's asking of them.
他们不知道耶稣所要求的是什么。
I actually talked to a girl one time.
我有一次跟一个女孩谈到。
She said she wanted to believe on Jesus because she felt sorry for him.
她说我要信耶稣，因为我觉得耶稣很可怜呢。
That's not the real Jesus of the Bible.
她所信的不是圣经里的真正的耶稣。
You know, people have the idea Jesus is standing outside of your heart's door.
你知道有人有这么想法，耶稣在你的心门外面。
And there's no knob on the door, so he can't open it.
那外头呢，没有那个门把，他开不了。
And he's standing out in the rain, and he's cold.
外头在下雨，又冷了，又刮风，又下雨的。
Won't you have mercy on Jesus and let him come into your life?
难道你没有同情心吗？你难道不打开心门，让耶稣进到你的心里面去吗？
That's not the real Jesus.
那不是真正圣经里的耶稣。
What does he say?
圣经怎么说?
He says, I am the one who have the keys of death and of hell.
他说我拥有生死的钥匙。
I open and no man shuts.
我开的门无人能关。
I close and no man opens.
我关的门无人能开。
He doesn't need you to have mercy on him.
他不需要你来同情他。
You need him to have mercy on you.
你需要他来怜悯你。
He's the creator. All things were created by him and for him.
他是创造主，万物都是借着他，也为着他所造的。
Everything that exists, exists for him.
凡是存在的万物都是为他而存在的。
You ought to become a Christian.
你应该相信耶稣，成为基督徒。
Because he is infinitely worthy of your worship.
因为他是无限的配得你的敬拜。
And it doesn't matter if you ever get anything.
不管你能够得到什么，无所谓。
Say, what am I going to get out of this?
不是说我信主能够得到什么。
It doesn't matter if you get anything.
就算你什么都得不到也好。
You owe him your heart, your soul, your life, your all.
你都欠他你的生命，你的气息，你的一切，你的所有。
Now, It takes a revelation for you to see who Jesus is.
需要神启示你，开你的眼睛，能够看到他，认识他是谁。
You remember in Matthew 16, Jesus is walking along with Peter and the other disciples.
马太福音第16章，主耶稣跟彼得还有其他的门徒一起在行走。
He said, who do men say that I am?
他就问，老百姓说我是谁啊？
Well, some say that you're John the Baptist.
有人说你是施洗约翰，他们说。
Some say that you're Elijah, one of the prophets.
你是以利亚或者其中一位先知。
But who do you say that I am?
耶稣问他们说，那么你们说我是谁呢？
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说，你是基督，永生神的儿子。
Now what did he say?
主耶稣怎么说？
Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah.
西门彼得，你是有福的。
For flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
因为不是属血气的，不是人把这指示你，乃是我天上的父指示你的。
If you tonight, if you can see who Jesus really is,
如果今天晚上你能够看到、认识到到底耶稣是谁的话，
you are very blessed.
你是个真正蒙福的人。
Because it has been revealed to you by God.
因为这是神启示你的。
No man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
除了借着圣灵，没有人能够说称耶稣为主。Now
you can say the words.
你可以嘴巴那么说啊，没有。
But you can't know the reality.
但是你不能够认识到这个里面的事实实际。What
does Paul say in 2 Corinthians 4?
哥林多后书第4章，保罗怎么说的？
He says, if our gospel is hidden, it's hidden to those who are lost.
如果我们的福音是掩盖的，那是向那些失落的人掩盖的。
The God of this world, the devil, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
这世界上的人就是魔鬼撒旦，使他们的心眼，把他们心眼弄瞎了。
Lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ would shine to them.
恐怕福音的真光能够照到他们的心中。
But what happens when you become a Christian?
但是当你信主的时候发生什么事？
God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
那吩咐从黑暗中发光的神。
Has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
将他的光照在我们心中，好将神的荣耀的光显明在耶稣基督的面上。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Do you know who Jesus is?
你认识耶稣是谁吗？
The real Jesus.
那真正的耶稣是谁？你认识吗？
If you do, you're blessed. By the Father.
如果你认识的话，你是蒙神祝福的。
But the mark of superficial faith.
但是肤浅信心的特征呢？
It doesn't know who Jesus is.
是不认识耶稣是谁。
These people in John 2, they thought he was someone to work miracles and give them food and free them from the Romans.
约翰福音第2章，这些人信耶稣，他们以为耶稣是能够行神迹，能够给他们食物，能够救他们脱离罗马人统治的，能够行神迹奇事的而已。
All right, last thing.
好，最后一个特征。
The third mark of superficial faith.
第3个肤浅信心的特征是。
It's based on a misunderstanding of the cost involved in being a Christian.
误解了做基督徒所要付的代价是什么。
If you read here in John chapter 2, it says many believed in his name.
这里约翰福音第2章讲到，许多人相信他的名。
But you don't have to go very far in the Gospel of John before you see those same people turning away.
但是过了没多久，你就看到这些信了他名的人就背信弃义，就不信他了。
It says they didn't follow him anymore.
就说到他们不再跟随他了。
Now what does Jesus say? About the cost involved.
耶稣说，做门徒要付什么代价呢？
Well, he tells us that it is costly to be a Christian.
他告诉我们，成为基督徒是要付代价的。
If anyone, he says, Matthew 16,
马太第16章说，
24-26节。 If anyone wishes to come after me,
若有人要跟从我，
let him deny himself,
就当舍己，
take up his cross,
背起他的十字架，
and follow me,
来跟从我。
Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
因为谁要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。
Whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
People say, well, that's talking about rewards.
那有人说，这是讲的是天上奖赏啊。No,
that's talking about your soul.
不，这里讲的是你的灵魂。
Let's look at the next verse.
你看看下一节。
For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
人若赚得全世界却赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
人还能拿什么换生命或是灵魂呢？
Now there's a lot of verses that we could look at here.
我们可以看到很多的经文啊。
But let me just say this.
让我这么说。
It's going to cost you everything to be a Christian.
做基督徒你要付上一切所有的代价。
And we're not doing people a favor by letting them think differently.
我们不是说给你走后门，不是帮他忙，让他能够成为基督徒容易点，不。
You know one thing that God demands when you become a Christian.
你知道吗？当你做基督徒的，神所要求的是什么呢？
He demands this.
他要求。
He will be your God.
他要做你的神。
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
这是很合情合理的嘛，不是
吗？ Want him to be your God.
他要做你的神呢，你做基督徒的话。
You can tell what God it is that people have.
你可以知道那个人所信的所谓的神是到底是谁。
Some people worship music.
有些人敬拜音乐。
Maybe a great concert pianist.
也许是一个演奏团的。
Or running. Some people run.
弹琴的，或者有些人运动跑步是他的神。
They think about running all day long.
整天到晚想。
They dream about running at night.
他晚上做梦也做到跑步。
It's the biggest thing in their life.
他们生命中最重要的就是跑步得冠军。
Everything else has to yield to that.
其他都不重要，就这个重要。
Now there's all kinds of things like that.
有很多的不同的神呐。
I had a friend in college.
我在大学有个同朋友。
He studied electrical engineering.
他学习电气工程。
All day long.
成天到晚他学习电气工程。
And then when he had some free time.
他只要一有空闲时间。
He would do some projects of his own with electrical engineers.
他就做一些发明啊，还是搞那些电气工程。
He worshipped it.
他敬拜迷住了，迷上了。
Now, if you worship the concert piano,
如果你迷上了琴，
everyone will praise you.
每个人都会夸你。
If you're the best swimmer in the world,
如果你世界上最棒的游泳者，
everyone will praise you.
得冠军，人人都会夸你。
If you worship swimming,
如果你敬拜迷上了游泳，人家都会夸你。好。
They say.Look at him, how dedicated he is.
你看他多么的虔诚啊，多么的摆上自己啊。
He thinks about swimming all day long.
他整天到晚都想着都是游泳啊，得冠军啊。
The world will praise you.
这世界会夸你。
But if you ever begin to worship God,
但是如果你迷上了神，你敬拜神的话，
they'll say you're crazy.
他们说你疯了，走火入魔了。
All you do is think about God.
你整天想的都是神啊，上帝啊，耶稣啊。
Maybe you've lost your mind.
也许你神经不正常。
Isn't that true?
是不是？
When a person becomes a Christian,
当一个人成了一个基督徒，
they start to worship God.
他们就开始敬拜神，迷上神了。
They start to think about it.
他整天就想的是神了。
When they have some free time, they start to like, where's my Bible?
一有空闲时间，我圣经在哪？想读圣经。
Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And that's not just Paul.
不仅是保罗而已啊。
That's every Christian.
所有的基督徒都是如此。
If you're a true Christian,
如果你是个真正基督徒
，and Christ is taken out of your life,
你如果把基督从你生命中拿掉
，you would have no reason to exist.
你就没有生存的意义、价值了。
That's the mark of true faith.
这是真信仰的特征。
You can tell when a person truly knows that their sins are forgiven.
你知道当一个人真正知道他的罪得到赦免了。
What happens?
发生什么事吗？
They start to follow God with all their heart.
他们就全心全意地跟随神。
They want to know him.
他们愿意认识他。
They want to please him and follow him.
他们要跟随他，讨他喜悦。
Now, if a person has false assurance.
但是如果有一个人是不是真正信主
？Say, oh, my sins are gone now.
我的罪得赦免了。
Now I can go back and live like I want to.
哎，我的罪赦免了，我就可以为所欲为了，干啥都行啊。
See the difference between the false and the true.
你看到这个真正信主跟假信主的不同吗
？That's why Jesus dealt with souls the way that he did.
所以耶稣才这么引人归向他自己，用这样的方法。
He loved people too much to lie to them.
因为他真正的爱人，所以他不向他们撒谎。
Here's a man with cancer.
这里有个人患了癌症了啊。
The doctor comes in, he knows that it's cancer.
医生来了，他知道他患了癌症。
He says, don't worry, just take an aspirin. You'll be alright.
医生说没问题，你就吃阿司匹林就可以了，吃个药就行了。
It's a false prophet.
这是一个假先知。
You remember the rich young ruler came to Jesus.
那个富足的少年人来到耶稣面前吗？
And he said, what must I do to have eternal life?
年轻的财主问说，我该做什么才能够承受永生呢？
And you know,That looks real.
他看起来好像是真正在追求，很可慕啊。
He was in public and he fell down on the ground before Jesus.
他在众人面前，他跪在地上，跪在耶稣面前。哇。
What if you were walking along?
如果我正在行走。
Someone falls on the ground and says, "What must I do to have eternal life?"
有人跪在我面前说，我该做什么才能够得到永生呢？哇。
You would think that's real.
你会认为这个人很真诚的。
It says Jesus loved him.
圣经说耶稣爱他
and he said,
然后耶稣说对他说
Go sell everything that you have.
去把你一切所有的都变卖了
you see that?
你看到没有
That took it from superficial faith to reality.
耶稣把他从肤浅的信心带到实际的信
Now all of a sudden he realizes this is going to cost.
他忽然之间这个年轻人恍然大悟哎呦这个要付代价信徒要付代价的
Now think of the woman at the well.
你想想那个在井旁的妇人啊，记得。
She said, "I want that water. Give me that water."
她说我要活水啊，给我那个水啊，我就不用来了。
He knew that she didn't understand what she was asking.
耶稣知道这个女人不知道她所要的是什么。
What did he say to her?
主耶稣对她说什么
？He said, "Go call your husband."
去把你的老公叫来。
That's the one thing she didn't want to talk about.
这个是这个女人绝不愿意谈的唯一的一件事。
She had had five husbands and she was living with someone.
她已经有了五个丈夫，现在正在跟另一个男人同居。
You see what Jesus is doing?
你看耶稣做的是什么事吗
？In mercy, he cuts down into the depths of the heart.
因为耶稣真是怜悯他，所以他就。把他的根挖深了，把他的心挖下去。
So that there will be reality.
好叫里面有实
际。So that you can truly be saved.
好叫他能够真正的得救。
And not just quote believe.
不仅仅是相信，肤浅的
信。And go to hell.
然后下地狱。不。
Like many do.
像许多人一样。
Many will say to me, Lord, Lord.
许多人会说主啊，主啊。奉你的名，奉你的名。
You see, it's the mercy.Of Jesus that's manifested in John chapter 2.
你看在约翰福音第二章是主的怜悯啊，没有将他自己交托。
He would not give them false assurance.
他不给他们虚假的把握确据。
Now notice this.
好，注意这一点。
We're almost finished.
我们几乎要完了。
He didn't say to the woman at the well, "Sell all that you have."
他没有对那井旁的妇人说，变卖一切所有的来跟随我。没有。
That wasn't her problem.
因为那不是那个女人的问题。
That wasn't her God.
这不是她的神呐。
And he didn't say to the rich young ruler, "Go call your wife."
他也没有告诉那个富足的少年官去，把你妻子叫来，老婆叫来。没有。
That wasn't his problem.
因为这不是那个少年人的问题。
Now, what he will say to you.
他像你所说的
He will talk to you about the one thing that is your problem.
他会告诉你你的问题所在是什么
And if you will face that,
如果你要面对你自己的那个问题
it will take you out of unreality and into reality.
就会把你从那个不真实的虚浮的信仰那肤浅的信心带到真实的信心中
You see, he wants to be your God.
你看，他要成为你的神。
And so he points to what the problem is.
所以他一针见血指出你的问题所在。
Like that rich young ruler.
就像那个青年的少年官。
His God was his money.
他的神是他的钱财。
Says sell it all.
主说把它变卖了。
He'll kill your God.
他要杀掉你的神。
So that he can be your God.
好叫他成为你真正的神。
There's a story that I I really like because it's a true story.
有一个真正的故事，我很喜欢啊。
In the Great Lakes, there in the middle north area of the United States.
在美国的北部那个大湖那里。
The eagles come down to the water and catch a big fish.
Okay, 我们看这个照片。
There it is.
Okay. 老鹰到湖里头去抓鱼。
Sometimes the fish is too big.
有时候他抓的鱼太大了，太肥了。
And they find a dead eagle still holding a dead fish by the side of the lake.
他们看到，常常看到死掉的老鹰抓住死掉的鱼，躺在湖的沙滩上。
That fish is so heavy, and the eagle gets weaker and weaker, and finally it drowns.
你看那些鱼那么重，所以那个老鹰飞飞飞飞不动了，就掉下去，就淹死了。
And the fish dies and the eagle dies.
鹰也死了，鱼也死了，同归于尽了。
Now that's the way it is with that idol in your life.
你知道吗？这就是你抓住你心中的偶像的结局。
All the eagle would have to do is let go.
鹰很容易啊，一放脚放手就可以了。
But he won't do that.
但他不放爪。
And that fish takes him down to hell.
所以那个鱼就把他拉下地狱去。
That's what Jesus was saying to the rich young ruler.
这是主耶稣对那个少年官所说的话。
He's saying, "Let go of the fish."
他说，哎，把你的鱼给放掉，你的钱财放掉。
Now, do you know what happens when you don't do like Jesus did?
如果你知道吗？当你不照着耶稣的方法来传福音，会有什么后果吗
？Somebody has. You can tell they don't really understand their sin.
你可以明白这个人不真正明白他的罪。
They don't really understand the cost.
他不知道要付的代价是什么。
They don't really understand who Jesus is.
他不知道耶稣基督到底是谁。
And you say to them, bow your head and pray a prayer with me.
你低下头来跟我一起祷告，决志信主吧。
What happened?
结局如何
？Nothing happened.
什么都没发生。
Jesus does not commit himself to them.
耶稣不把自己交托给他们。
And then you know what happens?
你知道结果呢？
A lot of times,
常常
the person talking to them,
这个跟他传福音的人
will say, "Well, where is Jesus now?"
你请耶稣进到你心里，他在哪里呢？现在？
They say, "I don't know."
他说我不知道。
Well, they say, "Look at this verse in the Bible."
我说你看看这段经文。
It says Jesus will come in if you open the door.
说打开你的心门，耶稣会进到你的心里去啊。
So where is Jesus?
到底耶稣在哪里啊？你说。
Where is he?
耶稣在哪儿
？They say, well, I guess he's in my heart.
那么我想耶稣在我心里吧。
Praise the Lord, you're saved.
感谢主，你得救了。
That's what happens thousands and thousands of times around the world.
这不晓得发生了成千上万次，全世界都这么发生这样的事。
You know, Jesus said, if you try to put new wine into an old wineskin,
耶稣说，你把新酒，如果你试图把它放在旧的酒袋皮袋里头，会有什么后果
？The new wine begins to swell.
这个新酒，这个新酒就会慢慢的发酵膨胀。
And the old skin breaks.
这个旧的皮囊就会嘣炸掉。
If you try to put the new wine of Christ into an old wineskin, a person that's not really a true Christian.
如果你把耶稣这个新酒放在一个旧人，一个不是基督徒的里面，接待耶稣进去了，新酒。
He said two things happen.
两件事情会发生。
The skin breaks and it's ruined.
这个皮带会爆炸，就完了，就破坏了。
And the wine is spilled on the ground.
同时，里面的新酒也会洒在地上，报废了。
So here's what happens. Somebody comes forward in a meeting.
好，这就是当一个人决志在一个布道会来信主了。
They have superficial faith.
他们有肤浅的信心。
Somebody tells them that they're a Christian.
有人告诉他，哎，你信主，你是基督徒啦。
And for a few days they're happy.
过几天他很高兴，我信主了，我上天堂了。
And then they fall away.
然后他又跌倒了，又不信了。
The wine is spilled on the ground.
酒就洒在地上了。
People look and they say, "Oh, he said he's a Christian. Look at him."
人家说，他说他是信耶稣，你看他又不信了。
The gospel is trampled underfoot.
神的福音就被人践踏，被人藐视了。
And the skin is ruined.
同时，那个酒皮带也 也坏了，破坏了。
You come to that person and talk to them about the Lord.
你来到那个人面前，你再跟他传福音。
They say, "Oh, I tried that. It doesn't work."
他说我以前试过啊，这个没有用的。
See?
你看到没有
？Much, much better to face the truth.
所以宁可面对现实。
Like the rich young ruler, he went away sad.
就像那个富足的年轻人，他。忧忧愁愁的走了。
That's much better than going away deceived.
宁可他忧愁的走了，也不要他自欺自以为信主了，上当。
Now, the last thing.
好，最后一件事。
Jesus did not commit himself to them.
耶稣没有把自己交托给他们。
What does that imply?
这个暗示的是什么？
When you have real faith.
当你有真信心的时候。
He will commit himself to you.
他就会把自己交托给你。
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
何等的福分啊，耶稣属我，得救的确据。
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
哦，何等预尝那将来的荣耀，何等的喜乐啊。
He will let you know that you belong to him.
他会让你知道你是真正属他的。
He will trust you like you're trusting him.
他会把自己交托给你，他会信赖你，就像你信靠他一样。
He'll let you know that he knows you.
他会让你知道你认识他。
Let me close with a story.
最后我再讲一个故事。
There was a girl that was coming to our Bible studies, a college student.
有一个大学的女孩到我们的查经班，教会查经班来。
I thought that She was a Christian.
我觉得她像基督徒。
Very happy.
又看起来很高兴啊。
Studied the Bible.
读圣经啊。
One summer she went home.
有一个暑假她回家去了。
And after the summer I was talking to her.
暑假过了我就跟她谈天了。
And I asked, how was your Bible reading this summer?
我就问她，你这个暑假读圣经读怎么样啦？
Oh, she said, I didn't read the Bible.
我整个暑假都没读圣经哎。
Then I found out she was living with her boyfriend.
后来我也发现她原来跟她的男朋友在同居。
She said, you know, like Adam and Eve.
她说就像亚当夏娃一样啊。
It became clear that she wasn't a Christian.
所以我就很清楚她不是真正的基督徒。
And she began to realize that she wasn't a Christian.
她也自己认识到她没有真正信主。
I have to tell you a little more background.
我告诉你一些背景啊，我还。
Ever since I knew her, she wanted to be in the Peace Corps.
我自从认识她，她就想要参加这个和平队来帮助别人。
They do nice things for people and try to help people.
他们是专门是帮助扶穷济贫的，帮助人的和平队。
Whenever we told her that the Peace Corps was not a Christian organization, then she said she wanted to be a missionary.
当我们告诉她这个和平队不是基督徒的，她就说我要做宣教士，我要传福音去。
So one night I was talking to her.
所以有一天晚上我就跟她谈了。
And the Holy Spirit was present.
神的灵在动工。
And she was really thinking about all this.
她就在考虑这些问题。
And I said to her, I said, you know,You wanted to be in the Peace Corps.
我说你想要参加这个和平队帮助别人。
Then you want to be a missionary.
然后你想要做宣教士传福音。
You want to travel around the world and do nice things for people.
你愿意周游世界到处做好事。
I said, suppose you just give your life to God.
但是假设你把自己生命完全奉献给神。
If he wants you to be a missionary, you'll be a missionary.
他要你做宣教士，你就是做宣教士。
If he wants you to stay here, you stay here.
如果他叫你留在美国，你就留下来。
Whatever he wants you, give your whole self to him.
不论他叫你做什么，你愿不愿意毫无保留的跟随他？
She realized this was real.
他忽然意识到这是要付代价的，是真的。
She thought about it.
所以他就考虑了一下。
And a minute or two passed, and she thought about it.
一两分钟之后，他又想了一想，
And then she shook her head no.
然后她摇头说不。
She wanted to be a missionary more than she wanted to be a Christian.
她宁可做宣教士，不愿意做基督徒。
Now that's not the end of the story.
还没有完啊，还没完，故事还没完。
Two weeks later.
两个礼拜之后。
She came to talk to me again.
她又跟我来谈天谈道。
She said, I still have no assurance.
她说我还是没有得救的把握。
God still isn't real.
神对我来说不是。
I know my sins haven't been forgiven.
不是真的，我知道我的罪还没得到赦免。
I told her the story about this big fish.
我跟她讲了这个鱼的故事，跟老鹰的故事。
Her big fish is she wanted to be a missionary.
她的大鱼就是她要做宣教士，这是她的神。
I said, God isn't going to save you as long as you're holding on to that fish.
我说，只要你抓住那条大鱼，神就不会救你。
She said, well, I've let go.
她说，好吧，我放手。
So I talked to her some more, and I sent her home, and I told her to put herself on God's doorstep.
所以我又跟她谈一谈，我让她回家，我说，你把你自己放在神的面前摆上，毫无保留的。
And wait upon him to show mercy upon her.
你等候神，直到神怜悯你为止。
The next morning there was a knock on our door.
第二天早上，我们家门口有人敲门。
And she was standing outside.
她站在外面。
She said, I'm saved.
她说，我得救了。
What happened?
发生什么事？
Jesus committed himself to her.
耶稣把他自己交托给她了。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.